Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus investors in on the news, moving the sector, our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focused on what we believe are the most important themes, sector trends, where investors should want exposure to as this cannabis industry continues to evolve and grow. Being active means we're able to invest in real time around these trends rather than waiting for rebalancing. Again, I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages. I combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and one who invests in new early stage asset classes. And the Cannabis Weekly will focus you, the investor, in on the market, the macro, and of course, CNBS, our portfolio. This is the weekly for the week of July 25th. And as we talk about the market, we're definitely talking about more of the macro excitement that's building within cannabis. And we'll get into last week and even this week, where big events on the calendar are changing the sense of timeline. It's never been about a question of if, but when, as it relates to federal legislation. And while we still don't have answers, I think the last couple of weeks have been important, especially in the context of broader markets that have rallied back. So if you look at the move more broadly in higher growth and higher risk asset classes, it's been a pretty big run over the last few weeks. It certainly has been the same for cannabis, although one can make an argument that cannabis has lagged when you consider the beta of the sector and possibly some of the good news going on in the sector. But as it relates to the market, first of all, just some of the price performance over the 5 day through last Friday. At the top of the leaderboard is Grow Generation, a specialty retailer that is part of the portfolio. But as you look into the MSOs, really where most people have capital and certainly where we are most invested, you look at a Curaleaf up 16% over the 5 day period. You look at a AYR up 15%, even Canopy Growth up 14.5%. As I move on down, Trulieve up 12.6%. MaryMed up 8.5, GTI up 8.4. So you get a sense of really where the numbers were. I guess on the underperforming side, you can see a couple of the other Canadian players, and Canada continues to lag, although we had some pretty decent data out of Canada. I think in terms of if you believe we're getting any legislation, there's been a lot of focus on where the short positions are in the sector, where short covering could also be a major part of just equity performance on top of the fundamentals. So keep an eye on that. Haven't really seen any major short covering, frankly, and most of the MSOs have significantly higher short positions than they did at year end. If you look at the earnings dynamics, and again, we talk about earnings season, it's on the horizon. GTI leads off earnings on August 3rd, so still about a week and a half away, and then the following week we get Curaleaf on the 8th, MaryMed on the 8th, TerrAscend on the 11th. We actually have Tilray out this week, who will be reporting numbers that are through May 28th. So going to get a little bit more insight into their business, some of the strength that they're seeing across Europe, and that will be interesting for the market. So let's dive right in on the macro. Again, last week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer finally unveiled his comprehensive CAOA reform bill, along with Senators Booker and Wyden. Look, we know the bill as it was crafted was overreaching and a political animal in its own sense that Schumer seemed unwilling to compromise on, and it's one of the reasons why we've had so many frustrations in the sector for so long. What's interesting about what we heard last week is that Schumer committed to bipartisan work to pass some type of reform this year, and in some level wasn't necessarily referring to his bill, wasn't necessarily referring to his group, but talking about some victory, some points on the board, which is very significant and maybe a bit of a change that there's some interest in getting to at least a pragmatic outcome here. Let's get past what we can pass. We've used the term points on the board. Think it's very important. Obviously, any real passage at this point is something new. Something that also should not be underestimated is on Thursday of last week, there was a revised bipartisan cannabis research bill that had been introduced and fast-tracked, and there should be some type of floor action expected next week. And that's something would then go to the president, and if that passed, it would be the first major piece of bipartisan cannabis-related congressional legislation that was then signed by the Oval Office. So all of this is positive. All of this has a sense of, again, a little bit more desperation meets pragmatism, as we've said, and something that's ultimately very positive for cannabis assets. I just think that the conclusion of this period of Congress, as we get into midterm elections, is on some level a positive, because it's been very frustrating despite the mandate that seemingly the majority group had, and the majority group that seemingly was leaning towards cannabis legislation. All along, the war on drugs is something that's universally acknowledged to be a big part of what needs to get dealt with here in D.C. especially, but many would also acknowledge that the incrementalist approach, and one that even separates criminal justice from banking and even, you know, things related to capital markets and access to capital, are things that probably are more defining in where we are. So we'll stop there in talking about the exciting week that was, and possibly the exciting week that will be. Quickly, just on the state side, Illinois finally issued the 185 new rec retail licenses. This has been largely expected, but in limbo since August of 2021 because of a court order that initially prevented the state from awarding the permits. So we'll keep an eye on that. Mentioned Canada early. We finally have some numbers out for May. $376 million in May. You can do the math on an annualized basis. Makes Canada about a $4.5 billion market. But certainly a increased number, and technically actually a record number, up 0.7% from the previous record. And as we look at Canada, we still think a lot of consolidation needs to happen there, and still think that the majors are the ones that will do it, although the balance sheet issues, especially if you look at Canopy Growth, suddenly means they may be in a different position than they were. As we talk about the portfolio in CNBS, up 8.3% last week, actually five-week highs, kissed the 50-day. Volume's not necessarily overly strong and ebullient, but definitely continuing to rally in line with the sector here. We have a 13% cash position. We've talked about that, which we continue to slowly allocate into existing and possibly some new positions in the portfolio. But at the top of the balance sheet, Curaleaf 10.7%, Green Thumb 7.9%, and Trulieve 6.3% are the biggest positions at the top of the balance sheet as I look at the positions ending Friday, the 22nd of July. So we're going to leave you there. This is the Cannabis Weekly for CNBS. I'm Tim Seymour, and we'll speak to you soon.